Shep finally relented. He gave his son one last glance. It looked like he wanted to say something more, but couldn't find the words. The sheriff turned and walked out the front doors. Flash bulbs flashed. A roar rose up from the crowd at the sign of fresh activity. Then Rainey caught a new sound. The faint beating of helicopters bearing down upon them. The medevac choppers had finally arrived to carry the wounded away. And Rainey couldn't help thinking that it would be much later before the ME's office came for the bodies. Officer Luke Hayes was 36 years old, balding, and shorter than most women. His trim build, however, was a compact 150 pounds that turned many ladies' heads and became useful in a fight. In Rainey's opinion, however, Luke's biggest asset was his steely blue eyes. She'd seen him stare down drunks twice his size. She'd seen him hypnotize enraged housewives into lowering their favorite knives. Once, she'd even watched him reduce a growling Doberman to a groveling mass with a single, relentless look. Shep was smoking steam. Rainey got restless and moody. Luke balanced out their tiny department with his steady presence and slow, curving smile. Rainey had never seen him ragged. Until today. Leading Danny to the east side exit, the one opposite the area of incidents, Rainey caught up with Luke just outside the door. His head was covered in sweat, and he'd soaked his uniform through. For the last 50 minutes, he'd been trying to keep panicked mothers from rushing the school building while collecting names and witness statements, and the strain showed on his face.
"Are you okay?" he asked Rainey immediately.
"Good enough." His gaze flickered to Danny, and his strong shoulders slumped. Rainey understood his thoughts. Luke and Rainey playing with 5-year-old Danny in the one-room sheriff's department while Shep took care of something or other. Let's play cops and robbers. Rat-a-tat-tat. Or maybe cowboys and Indians. Bang, bang, bang.